Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tuesday, February 25th edition of the MAOB Daily Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam Martin, and I'll be taking you guys through the latest in the world of mixed martial arts. Quite a bit of news to talk about from yesterday. A couple of fights official, a couple cards official. Big boxing matches, we need a rematch. A couple of fight announcements. Let's get right into it. And I got to mention quickly, in an hour from now, Cole Sheldon and me will be breaking down UFC Norfolk. So definitely check out the podcast 1 hour from now. At maoddsbreaker.com's YouTube, so definitely listen in on that. Should be good. But let's go to today's news first, and I'll start with UFC 250. It's official that Henry Cejudo and Jose Aldo is the main event of the evening for this card. It's been heavily rumored, of course, but the UFC officially made the announcement yesterday. And pretty controversial decision, I think, here by the UFC. A lot of people not happy with this. Jose Aldo, obviously a legend, you know, one of the most respected fighters in MMA history, in UFC history, longtime featherweight champion. But the problem is he's coming off two straight losses, and it's very rare for a fighter to get a title shot coming off one loss, let alone two, especially when there are so many other contenders right now. So it's a pretty controversial decision. I get it from the UFC's point of view. Aldo is the biggest name in this division right now, besides Cejudo, I guess. They believe that he can probably sell the most tickets in Brazil. The fight is taking place in Sao Paulo. Jose Aldo obviously is Brazil's native son. Cejudo wanted this fight. The UFC wanted this fight. Aldo probably should have got the decision against Marlon Moraes. I thought he won the fight. A lot of us thought he won that fight. He didn't win, though. And it's kind of weird that like we're going back on the actual results and kind of going with what we think should have happened. I don't know if I totally agree with what the UFC's doing here. Especially when you have guys like Aljamain Sterling out there, when you have a guy like Petr Yan out there. I thought Petr Yan should have got the title shot, personally. He's been healthy. He's been dominating competition, destroying guys. I thought he should have got the title shot. You know, Marlon Moraes actually beat Jose Aldo. I don't think a rematch against Cejudo would have been the right move right now, but I still think that's a fight that could have happened at some point, and especially considering Marlon Moraes is ranked higher. You also have Corey Sandhagen, a guy who's very forgotten about in that division. So there was other contenders. I think that's the difference between this happening and maybe some other fights in the past, such as like, Johnny Hendricks, or not Johnny Hendricks, GSP when he fought Nick Diaz before the Johnny Hendricks fight. A lot of people thought that, you know, Johnny should have got the shot, but, you know, Nick was a big star and they gave him that shot. Nick coming off the loss to Carlos Condit. But I think at that point, it was only one straight loss. When two straight losses, another guy would be Chael Sonnen. That's another example. But two straight losses is pretty rare. I don't know how many times it's happened in UFC history. I would say it's pretty rare. Like, again, it's happened one time. Guys had one straight loss. Again, like Chael, when he came off the loss to Anderson Silva, went against John Jones, Ultimate Fighter, and then fought him for the light heavyweight title. That's happened before. And there's other examples, too, that I can't think of right now. Like Tim Sylvia, Randy Couture would be another one, I guess. So, yeah, we've had guys come off one loss, but two straight losses is very rare. So, you know, it is what it is. I think it's an interesting fight, you know, for sure. It is a good matchup. Aldo should put up a good fight here. I thought he looked really good against Moraes. Obviously, he made the weight well, and I think he fought well in that fight. But I would still say Cejudo is going to be a massive favorite to win this fight. I mean, he's much younger. I wouldn't say much younger. I shouldn't say that. He's actually the same age, but it feels like he's a lot younger, right? Like, I guess technically he's like, what, 6 months younger? They're both born Cejudo's born in February 87, and Aldo's born in September 86. Right now they're both 33. I shouldn't have said younger. That was the wrong choice of words. More young in fight years, and I think we can all agree on that. You know, Aldo's been around since 2004. He's taking a lot of damage in his career. He's not the same guy he once was. Cejudo has only been fighting since 2013. So that's a difference of almost 10 years of fighting. That's a big difference when it comes to the fight game. Cejudo, I think, is just more in his prime right now. I think that's what I should have said instead. I would say Cejudo is going to be a big favorite here. I don't think anyone's going to disagree with you on that one. Again, should be a good fight. But I just think that, you know, Yan should have got the shot. That's what I would have given it to. And now the question is, what do they do with Yan and Sterling? Because both these guys are pretty pissed off, and rightfully so. Maybe they match them up against each other on the same card, and the winner gets the next title shot. Not sure what's going to happen there, you know. Good for Cejudo, man. He called a shot. He wanted Aldo. He got his wish. Good for Aldo, I guess. Got what he wanted to. But what was the point of the fight with Moraes then if he didn't even need to get the actual win? You know, and again, I thought he actually won the fight, but I still feel like we kind of got to go with the judges too. I don't think we can just kind of completely write off what they say. And, you know, if we're going to go by this kind of logic where the actual result doesn't matter, Maybe we should just give that title shot to Dominic Reyes. Heck, why don't we just award him the title right now? Anyways, you know, again, should be a good fight, but I don't know. It's pretty controversial. I think a lot of people are upset. A lot of people I was surprised to see on Twitter upset were upset, including media members who usually don't say much, and they were pretty upset about this one. Anyways, let's move on to UFC 251. This is official too. June 6th in Perth, Australia. Second time they've been to Australia. First time was 2 years ago, UFC 221. Yoel Romero knocked out Luke Rockhold in that card. Israel Adesanya actually made his UFC debut in that card against Rob Wilkinson, and Alexander Volkanovski fought on that card against Jeremy Kennedy. The main event has not been announced, but heavily speculated, and I think it will be announced soon. The main event is going to be Alexander Volkanovski versus Max Holloway to the rematch between those two guys. And actually, last night I was watching this movie. I forgot to mention this, called Den of Thieves. Decent movie, heist flick. Max Holloway was in the movie, and Michael Bisping was in the movie. I was like surprised. Like I think I remember hearing that Max was in this movie years ago. Never actually saw it. It came out 2 years ago. But I was surprised when I saw Bisping make a cameo too. It was pretty cool. So decent movie. If you like kind of like bank heist movies, definitely check it out. Anyways, as far as UFC 251 goes, the only fight that was announced in Australia was Valentina Shevchenko against Joanne Calderwood. So that's the co-main event. And, you know, Valentina's already been announced as a minus 1,200 favorite, as I think all of us expected. So she should wipe the floor with Joanne in that fight. You know, all due respect to Joanne, but I think it's just a bad matchup for her. But yeah, the main event's most likely going to be Volkanovski versus Holloway. Volkanovski broke his hand in the first fight in December, but it's healing up nicely. The thing is, though, like, I think this is the UFC rewarding Max Holloway for being such a good soldier over the years. Like, he's taken so many fights. He fought Jose Aldo twice when he dominated the first time, dominated the second time. He didn't need to do that. He moved up in weight to fight Dustin Poirier when Dana White was adamant he should move up in weight. Obviously, that didn't work out very well. You know, he's just fought so many different guys that the UFC wanted him to, and he never said no. So I think this is them rewarding Max Holloway. It's an interesting fight. I mean, I didn't expect Volkanovski to look that good in the first fight. He looked incredible. He really looked good in that fight. He won arguably every round against Max Holloway back in December. I was at that fight. I was surprised how dominant he looked in that fight. Max is a good fighter, though, and we can't count him out in a rematch here. It's an interesting fight. The odds actually opened yesterday with Volk as a minus 175 favorite, and I think that's pretty fair. You know, it's still a pretty competitive fight, I think, even with the way the first fight played out. You'd have to favor Volkanovski, considering he just won the fight 2 months ago, right? So he's favored, but I expect a lot of people to put some underdog bets on Max Holloway because, you know, Max is a very good fighter. Let's go to next one. Deontay Wilder, he has exercised his rematch clause against Tyson Fury. So that fight's going to happen, guys. The third fight, the trilogy fight. I think a lot of people were surprised that he exercised it because he got destroyed on the weekend. Some people expected him to maybe just work on his game a little bit, take some time off after getting – he didn't get knocked out, but he got TKO'd. And just kind of just clean up his game a little bit. But he wants the rematch. He wants the trilogy. And the funny thing is he blamed his elaborate walkout costume partly on the loss, which I thought was pretty funny. A lot of people – it just became a meme. He wore that crazy ring entrance costume. I don't know. I mean, if this fight happens in the summer, like I don't see how anyone could pick Deontay Wilder in this trilogy fight. I mean, listen, the guy's definitely got knockout power. We all know that. But he didn't look very good in this fight. He didn't look very effective. He doesn't land that big – right hand of his, he's at the mercy of Tyson Fury's being a better boxer. So I expect Tyson to be a pretty big favorite this time around. Tyson was the underdog, surprisingly, last week. I did pick Tyson Fury on this podcast last week. Cole picked Deontay. I think a lot of people were picking Deontay just because of the KO power. But, you know, Tyson Fury, I think, proved he is the better boxer. So the trilogy fight should be a pretty big fight for boxing. But personally, I would have rather have seen Tyson Fury fight Joshua. I think that would have been a better fight. But Joshua is going to fight someone else in the meantime, and Wilder will fight Fury, and then I guess the winner of each other will fight each other. So should be hopefully some good fights. But yeah, you got to go with Tyson Fury, man, in this trilogy fight. All right, let's go to some fight announcements here. UFC Norfolk, that's this weekend. I'll talk about this fight after, but Alex Munoz is injured, so he's out of the fight with Luis Pena, and Luis Pena is now going to take on Steve Garcia, who is a Contender Series veteran and a Bellator veteran as well. Steve Garcia is actually a decent fighter, man. He had a nice win on Contender Series when he fought Desmond Torres last year, but he didn't make weight. He missed weight by 4 pounds. So he didn't get a contract, but he's been grinding, and he looked really good in that fight. So, you know what? I know he missed weight, but I'm kind of glad they gave him a shot. I think he deserves it. His Bellator run wasn't too good. He was like 5-2, so it wasn't a great run. But, yeah, the guy saw it. He has 3 losses in his career to Joe Warren. Alon Cruz is also on this card this weekend, ironically, and some other guy at Bellator. But, yeah, I mean, this guy's not bad. And then Luis Pena, of course, has been fighting in Bellator for a little while now. Or, excuse me, in the UFC for a little while. And he's definitely got some experience. I think Munoz, I think with B. Pena, personally, I would have picked Munoz in that fight. I was going to as a dog. But this one should be more interesting. I think Garcia versus Pena is a little bit more just an interesting fight, to be honest with you. It should be a stand-up war. I would assume Pena might try to take it to the ground. Pena should be favored. I don't think the odds were up. Last time I checked, I didn't see them. We'll check right now. Didn't see them last time. Yeah, they're not up yet. So maybe today or tomorrow they'll put those odds up. But at close, Pena was minus 185 against Munoz plus 160. All right. Let's go to the next fight announcement here. Arian Lipsky against Luana Carolina at UFC San Diego. So that's a new card. This is in May. I think this is the card Dustin Poirier was talking about a few weeks ago when he said Nate Diaz was offered a fight against him in California. I'm pretty sure this is the card. So, yeah, we got Arian Lipsky against Luana Carolina. Arian Lipsky finally got a win in her last fight when she beat Isabella de Padua. But de Padua took her like 1 day's notice, if I'm not mistaken, and was 5.5 pounds heavy. So, I mean, she won the fight, but, like, what does it mean, really? Before that, I lost 2 straight fights to Calderwood and McCann. She's been kind of disappointing in the UFC overall, honestly. Like, I haven't been too impressed with her, but, you know, still a pretty highly touted prospect. Luana Carolina, I saw her fight last year in Brazil when she beat Priscila Cachoeira in her first UFC fight. She's on a 6-fight win streak overall. That was the biggest win of her career. Contender Series veteran as well. Should be an interesting fight. I mean, it's a stand-up fight, I think, for the most part. I think you got to favor Lipsky because she is, I believe, the better striker, but, man, I wouldn't bet money on her. I mean, she has not been very good in the UFC, and I personally don't trust her. And the other fight here, Punahele Soriano against Anthony Hernandez. So what happened here was Punahele was supposed to fight Eric Spicely. He pulled from that fight, and now he's been booked 2 months later. So I don't know what happened there. I don't know if he's hurt or if there's a commission issue or the UFC just liked these matchups better. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but Punahele versus Hernandez should be an interesting fight. 2 contender series guys. Punahele Soriano, or not contender series, I should say. Hernandez was LFA guy. I don't think he found contender series. Let me double check that. But yeah, Punahele 7-0. And again, he won on the contender series against Jamie Pickett. He's an LFA veteran as well. He looked great against Oscar Pechoda at UFC 245. Knocked him out in the first round. Looked incredible. A PFL veteran, Titan FC veteran. I mean, this guy is definitely good. A lot of finishing power. Anthony Hernandez 7-1. And yeah, he was actually he was on the contender series as well. So I was right about that. But he had no contest where he knocked a guy out, Jordan Wright, and then tested positive, I think, for marijuana, which was just stupid. And they took his win away. But yeah, he also beat Brandon Allen in LFA. So this guy's dangerous. In the UFC, just 1-1. Lost to Marcus Perez, beat Jungle Park. Should be an interesting fight. I kind of favor Soriano, though. I've just been a little bit more impressed with him lately. But Hernandez definitely is a decent fighter. I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't end up getting the win here. And yeah, that's going to be it for new fight announcements. Let me double check if there's any other news I want to talk about here. Let's see here. Yeah, Dan Hooker was also, he talked to Ariel yesterday. He basically said that he wants Justin Gaethje, but if that doesn't happen, he wants Dustin Poirier. Either of those fights are good. You know, Poirier's got to take a fight, man. I mean, I know he wants Connor, he wants Nate Diaz. He's got to take a fight. He's coming off a loss. Poirier is a great fighter, and I think he's incredible, but he's kind of got to realize where he is in the division right now. He's not really in the title mix at the moment because he's coming off loss. He had a shot and he lost. So he's got to get a win. I think Poirier, if he goes out there and beats Dan Hooker or Gaethje, those are good fights for him. So let's see what happens. But yeah, Hooker wants one of these guys. He might get it. There was a rumor yesterday as well that Conor McGregor could fight Justin Gaethje this summer. Ariel, I believe, posted that rumor or talked about his podcast. And that's interesting, but I mean, that's not even close to being official by any means. What else here? Ryan Hall, he said that he's been turned down by 6 different ranked opponents. No one wants to fight this guy. I guess they don't want to get their ankle broken off. But, yeah, it's kind of bad spot for Ryan Hall. This guy's a really dangerous fighter. No one wants to fight him. And I think that's going to be it. Aljamain Sterling trashed the Cejudo-Aldo matchup, but no surprise there. He's obviously in a tough spot because he wanted a title shot. And Israel Adesanya apologized for his comments about I think he said he's going to make Yoel Romero crumble like the Twin Towers or something. It was kind of a stupid comment, but he apologized for it, so good for him. People were pretty sensitive to that comment, and he apologized, so good for him. I think that's going to be it, though, for this morning's podcast. Again, I'll be back in 45 minutes to do the breakdown show with Cole Sheldon, so definitely tune into that. In the meantime, follow me on Twitter at MMAdamMartin, and I'm available at MAOddsBreaker.com, BJPenn.com, and MMARings.net. Have a great 45 minutes until I see you guys soon. Bye.